earth, and she'll be self sharing on an inside job.
I'm an addict named Nina. Hey, family. Just want to thank God for another day. Just this one more day, right? That I get to be of service. So I find out it's just all about, you know, when I was using, I did a lot of service. Can I hold it for you? Can I go get it for you? You know. I even tried to feed folks, you know. I always had this posture of service. I've always been a kind person. I just did some wrong things. Yeah. I want to thank God and I want to welcome the newcomer. It takes a lot of courage to do something that you haven't been doing. You know, it takes a lot of courage to come in and take a risk and be around some strange people saying some strange stuff. You know, this language is like, what the heck are y'all talking about? You know? Even against everything inside of you that's telling you, I don't want to be here, I don't want to do this. But you know, like, I've always been obedient. I've always been obedient. I don't know why it's always leaning toward the thing that's going to hurt me the most. Like, why was I attracted to the people in school that was not going to class? Instead of the ones that was getting in a group and going to study hall and we just going to do this together, right? No. There's people over there, it's like, man, we're getting out of here. It's like, me too. You know? Like, my thinking is backwards. It's like dyslexic thinking. It's always been wrong is right, right is wrong. I remember my great-grandmother telling me, you keep hanging around with those people, right? You're going to get in trouble. They ain't going to make me do nothing. 5 minutes later, there I was, right? Because I become my environment. I did enough work now to know that, like, I will become who you are before you become who I am. You know, so I have to choose a different environment. When I was using, you know, the whole lifestyle and queer the nightlife, you know, I don't know what I wanted to be. I wanted to be up for 3 days and didn't stink, you know. I wanted to be liked and accepted and people come looking for me and, you know, glad when I came and sad when I left and all that. That did not happen. I was like, here she come again? Yeah, but I didn't know. Like, I didn't know. You know, I started using in Brooklyn, New York. My family's from New York and everybody used. I hadn't experienced anybody who didn't use, so for me it was the norm. And I just wanted to fit in. And I made it my business to be one of the best of whatever that was. Right? I remember somebody telling me a long time ago, if you're going to be a janitor, be the best one. If you're going to be whatever you're going to be the best. So that was my quest, right? So I had to get a few sponsors. I didn't know how to roll a joint. It was something like the twigs breaking the paper, the seeds popping, messing up my stolen outfits. It just wasn't working, right? So I had to get a sponsor, you know, and I kept coming back. And it was important to me, and I got really good at it. You know, I learned how to go to those clubs 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and sit there and work that combination of things that'll keep you looking like you're making some kind of sense through the night. Right? I learned how to be that hustler and that middleman. I used to play the game, you know, transporting this, running here, doing that. It's like, man, I'm in. Like, the people know me when they came in the little club and stuff. Come here a little bit. Go do this for me. Okay. I was obedient. All my sponsors, whatever they asked me to do, I did it. Without question, without concern or how much time it would take. Without concern about what kind of money it was going to pay me. I just wanted to be in so that I can slowly kill myself and hurt the people who I say I care about. And it got to a point where it just wasn't cute anymore. You know, I started doing it when I didn't want to do it. I started doing people when I didn't want to do it. I'd be like, could you just wipe it off? You won't? Okay, I'll work with that. You know, to get something that would never satisfy me. Dealing with people, I remember this girl said, I don't like soft stuff. But you do what you got to do. And after a while, something said to me, you know what? This was not the plan. Like, I wanted to be a veterinarian. I love animals. I wanted to be the first Sheila E. Like, I was a drummer. Yeah. You know, I wanted to go to the Apollo, man, and win a few. I used to lie and say I did. I remember my first four-step. I was like, was I really there? You can tell a lie for so long, it's not becoming the truth, right? I remember the lights. I couldn't see the audience, the music we played. I was like, yeah, I won 3 times. Not one, not two, but I won the Apollo 3 times. And I have never even been to the Apollo. Because I ain't have nothing. You know, I wanted you to be impressed with me. Because I was not impressed with me. You know, but I ain't know all that. So I continued to use and to fast forward, man. Like, it got to the point, because, like, I was a health nut, right? I was a vegetarian, martial artist, take my bike looking for hills, smoking dope. Something was wrong with that picture. And the way my higher power works is like, he'll keep allowing me to have these adversities go on. You know, I keep going through these storms and going through these different levels of pain until they get to the point where it gets my attention. And I remember smoking one time and I couldn't breathe. I wasn't smoking dope anymore, I was smoking fire. I don't know if anybody can identify with that, but it's something in there, right? And I'm going to get it. And I remember seeing the flame going in through, like I'm smoking fire. And I'm wondering why I got this pain in my back. Like, I can't even breathe. And health was real important to me. And so I made a decision that I didn't want to die. And I stopped. This is without knowing about Narcotics Anonymous, without knowing about treatment. I just knew I didn't want to die. I had already witnessed somebody who once was a millionaire. We called him Buddha. He went from Buddha to Slim, right? Okay, and so did his money, right? And you know, once the money's gone, the people are gone. You know, but we came and visited him once, and he hadn't had anything in 2 weeks, and somebody gave him a small package, and he was excited. And he did what he did with it, and he went to take one hit, and he died. And that was my friend. But this was my response. Well, he won't be needing that anymore. And after we finished ransacking his house to see what else he might have had, and my friend said, well, aren't we going to call somebody? I said, when he starts stinking enough, they'll find him. And I went on. Like, when did I become that? When did I become that? And we left. And at that point, I don't want to deal with nobody no more. So now, like, I just go to my spot, right? I just go to my spot was my parents' house. Yeah. You be thinking you got something. You don't have nothing. You don't have a spot. You're in your parents' house. And I remember getting this. I didn't want to die. I wound up getting a package that somebody, I don't even know who he was, decided he heard about this great hustler that I am. And he gave me this package, and I went upstairs to my parents' house, and 3 or 4 days later, right, I looked in the mirror, and I couldn't figure out who that was. I remember praying, saying, like, if I could just get enough one time. I had never been able to just get enough. If I could just get enough and nobody bothered me, I'd be okay. Well, let me tell you, I don't know if God give you dope, right? But this strange person, who I never saw before, gave me enough. that I couldn't finish it because I knew if I took one more, I was going to be like Buddha. And I didn't want my parents coming upstairs finding my body, and I stopped. I didn't know what to do, though. You know, I ain't have a program. I ain't hear no slogans. I ain't know not. So I kept going around the people, and I would sit there as they was getting high, and I'm going, man, y'all sure moving all strange and talking all slow and quiet. It's like, look, Nina, right? You're not getting high no more. I said, no, I quit. Well, why are you still here? They told me that I shouldn't be around the people, places, and things. God speaks through people. I got to really pay attention. I said, well, I've been put out better places. You don't want me here, I don't want to be here, right? So I went on, I got a job, and going back and forth to work, like I worked a lot, and I remember tearing up the receipts after I got paid, and I buy stuff, you know, I spend all my money, so I would not get tokens, so I don't have no cash on me. I knew not to have no money in my pocket, right? I knew not to have the receipt, because I'd take that stuff back and get some money. Yeah, I knew that. But I'd go back and forth, and I would see this guy outside, and he was a barber, right? Right there on Nostrand Avenue, yeah. He'd be outside, so let me do your hair, let me do your hair. And I was like, his hair was matted, fingernails dirty, and I'm thinking, you need to do your own damn hair. Right? But as I would pass by, I would see he could really hook up, right? He was doing people. I said, well, shoot, I need a perm, right? So I go in, I said, look, brother, I'm going to let you do my hair. He examined the quality of my hair. He's like, well, give me $5 up front, right? Let me go across the street to the beauty supply so I can get the perm that you need. I said, okay, bet. You know, we get a little naive when we get clean, right? I said, okay, no problem. I gave him the $5, and I sat there, and I waited. And I waited. I was like, well, where's the... Did you give him some money? I said, yeah. He said, oh, yeah, he ain't coming back. You need a sign saying, like, well, don't feed the animals or something, right? So I went and got my perm, went home. Here he come knocking on my door. I don't even know how he knew where I lived. I need to get honest with you. You know, I took your money. I went and got high, but I'm going to treatment in the morning. I'm like, treatment? What's treatment? Yeah, I'm going to get clean. I said, okay, that'll be nice. Well, if I get clean, you think we can hang out? I said, man, go get clean, right? He said, but if you still need your hair done, if you got a few more dollars. Listen, but something happened. A calm happened in my spirit about this man, and I actually let him do my hair in my... He just robbed me, and he's high. And I'd have been raped and thrown out of the car, all kind of stuff, right? And I'm getting in this position, right, so he can do my hair. Right. That's pretty vulnerable. Yeah. Something happened that I got okay with that, and he did my hair and gave him some money, and he went to treatment. At this time, I have about a year clean. He go to treatment 28 days later. He come back. He looking for me, right? I have been abstinent from drugs and sex. And he cleaned up nice. I said, hey. He said, you remember me? I said, not like that. You want to go out? Yes. We can go out. Meet me at 7:30, he said. I said, okay, I ain't asked where he was going, right? I'm just going to meet him, get ready to fill the void. That's what's up. Get in the cab. He's smelling good. We going down the road. I see a church, and I'm going, a church? That might be pretty kinky. Look, I'm open-minded, right? Go around the side. Now we're going to the basement. I thought maybe the altar would be nice, but the basement's a little more privacy. Right? A little more privacy. I'm not as out there as I used to be, right? Open up the church, room full of people, first Narcotics Anonymous meeting. Oh, my God. Listen. He went to treatment. H&I came. Thank God for H&I. Thank God for Ancient Eye. Brought him the message, he bought into it, and they told him, when you get out, the first thing you do is make a meeting. And he grabbed my butt, and we made a meeting, and I finally figured out where there were people who were clean at in New York, because I had never experienced that in my life. And then God had somebody in place, Sharon, telling a similar story of mine, and I got locked in. But I was extremely arrogant. And we need to get to the topic. Because I thought, seriously, I'm a year clean. Y'all need to figure out how it works. I already know how it works, right? And to prove it, I memorized the card. You understand? So I worked the steps, right? I got me somebody, and we just going to do this recovery thing. Oh, Lord have mercy. And they just said, keep coming back. You know? And long story short, I realized that this man was married, and the only reason why he wasn't with his wife is because she put his butt out because he was using and ruining the business and stealing from the kids. I had got a little bit of a conscience. I said, I think it's time for you to go home. He said, what do you mean? So I left, and I moved to Miami, and I left him alone. I took a hostage, but I moved to Miami, and I went to a meeting because I knew to do that. I went to the meeting, and I remember I heard this guy say, for the first time in my life, I heard somebody say, if you don't pick up, you won't get high. And I said, he is a genius. And I need to get with him after the meeting and try to fill a void. And I got with him, and he grabbed my hand. I remember just feeling so safe and so protected. And he walked me across the floor of the meeting, and he said, this is Margaret. That's who you need to talk to. I said, he's just playing hard to get. I put on my lime green cat suit, my high heels and a belt with no underwear, go to a meeting late, go get me some coffee in the back of the room, and I stir that thing up real good, right? I need to understand who just walked in. Right? They'd be like, keep coming back. So I asked Margaret to sponsor me, and we had a discussion about what that should look like, and we agreed on what we would do. And she said, let me make this clear to you. We just decided, right, that you are going to come to my house these particular days, and you're going to do your assignments, right? You're going to go to the meetings I go to and some others. You're not going to call me after 8 o'clock at night because, unless you're using or about to use, that's what she said, before you use some dope, because I go to work at 6 in the morning. She said, now, if you ever not show up to our little meetings, you'll be showing me through your actions that you're not interested in your recovery, and that frees me from being interested in it, too. Wow. Any questions? Right? Yes, ma'am. And we got to work. Now, I played with it for a minute. Now, I got 2 years clean. I kind of worked some steps, you know what I mean? And I kind of went to meetings, but I was still acting out. I remember this man telling me, every time I see you, you're around a bunch of men. I said, why? You want to be one of them? You know, people have been trying to plant seeds. You know, we're responsible for the effort, not the outcome. You know, I'll share in a kind, loving way what I see, if you're interested, right? So I kept coming. I remember one time some friends from New York was coming up, and they were social users, and they knew I was in the program, and I had 2 years clean. And I met them in Orlando, and they're smoking a little weed, drinking a little wine, like social people do. And they said, you want some of this? I said, no. Oh, you're in that program, right? I said, absolutely, I'm in the program. I memorized how it works. You understand? I'm solid. They went past this thing around again, and something said, what could that hurt? And I smoked some. And that thing took me to a place worse than where I was in a matter of hours. And they told me I need to lay down somewhere because I wasn't making no sense. These using people told me I wasn't making no sense. Right? And we're in Orlando, and I'm like, this is the land of Mickey Mouse. He got all this freaking energy. I know there's some dope up in here. I got some money. They said, you need to go take a nap. We're not doing that. And when I woke up, I had a moment of clarity, and I called my sponsor, and I told her I used. She said, go to a meeting, pick up a white key tag, and call me back, because I don't sponsor people who's not Narcotics Anonymous.
Wow.
So I did that. And let me tell you, that relapse is the thing that I needed with my little arrogant, self-righteous butt, thinking that that stuff did not apply to me. But then I had to remember when I was using, I followed all the rules. I was completely obedient. You weren't going to put me out. I was going to be quiet, you know? And so when I went into a meeting and they say be quiet for that hour, hour and a half, I used to be quiet for 3 days in a row when I was using. I never said nothing. So I said, I think I can pull off an hour, hour and a half. You know, they said to sit down and listen. I used to listen for all that stuff that wasn't even existing outside my window when I was using. I used to always listen real carefully to make sure wasn't nobody coming. So when I go to a meeting, I sit down and I give the attention to the person who's speaking because I don't know where the hit's coming from. I don't know. And I started doing the steps, and I started working on my character, and I started feeling better about myself. Honesty was the most difficult thing for me to get with, because you know I was at the Apollo, and I won 3 times, right? But I see when I decide to sincerely work on a particular thing, then I notice the opportunities to practice. Right? It is an inside job. I can't do nothing if I'm still lying. Yeah. I at least have to tell myself the truth.
Yeah.
You understand? Then I can work on others. I remember one of the first lies I told, my mother told me as a little girl to go to the door and tell the guy that she wasn't home. Right? It was bill collector or whatever. And like, I'm a newcomer in that area, right? I was like, oh my God, they're telling me, don't lie, don't lie, don't lie. Now they want me to lie. I don't know what to do. You know, my right guard made a left turn. I was like, oh, right? I go to the door. I said, my mother told me to tell you she's not home. Right? I blew it, right? I was a newcomer, but I kept coming back. I kept coming back. I kept practicing. But what I realized is that the lie got me the desired response. The guy left. And believe me, I held on to that. And I continued to lie after that, even when the truth would do. Right? So it was difficult for me to tell the truth. I told my sponsor, I said, well, doggone, every time I opened up my mouth, I tell a lie. She said, stop opening your mouth. Real simple stuff, right? So you would ask me a question, and I'd go, can I get back to you on that one? I mean, it was, I had to fight not to say something that I think you'd be impressed with. I didn't think I had nothing. And then all of a sudden, people was giving me too much change at the register. I was like, oh, man. If I used to think, well, I done came up. You know what I mean? God bless me. I needed some money today. This girl, when I gave her that change back, she said to me, thank you so much, because if I got one more short, they would have fired me. And I needed to understand what I do and how it affects other people, that God is not going to bless me by through somebody else's expense. You understand? It's just, I said, oh, I'm getting it. I thought I was on. I said, oh, this honesty thing ain't bad. It really ain't bad because people give you compliments. They be smiling and stuff. Like, oh, you do stuff that most people won't do. And I got with it. And see, telling the truth started becoming more comfortable because lying was real comfortable. So my spirit started awakening. You know, how much time was that? So I moved on to hope. Let me tell you, in the second step, and we can't go through all the steps, but the hope shot was real important. I would tell my sponsor, I said, man, how can I have hope? And like, I don't even know how I'm going to pay my bills. How am I going to have some hope? My car just broke down. I don't have enough money. She said, wait. Didn't you tell me that you had a gun to your head with a silencer on it? And they told you to walk in the back alley 3 a.m. and you're here. Okay, didn't you tell me that you had to jump out some cars and heavy traffic in Manhattan and you're standing right here talking to me? Didn't you tell me you was raped at knife point and this guy got pissed off because it was too good and he came too fast and he ain't cut you up? And you're standing here with me right now. Didn't you tell me that the feds had 12 of y'all handcuffed because you just transported some heroin and gave it to them? And he pulled you to the side. He said, this is what you do, little girl. You get your pit bull Coco, and you get in your 76 Thunderbird. And I was in Virginia Beach. He said, you go down 95 to Brooklyn, to Linden Boulevard, to your mother Gloria. That's what you do. And my response was, here, Coco. Let's go. You understand me? And you're still, how can you, in recovery, come up with anything that could happen? Anything. And you can't come up with some hope. And he got you through all of that. Ooh, she just made it clear and simple like that. I said, you're right. It's going to be okay. I'm going to do all I can do about the situation, then I'm going to let it go. And boy, the peace that comes with that. Then she said, I've been noticing you've been trying to give some direction around here. People need to be quiet in the meeting. They need to stop messing with their little toys. They need to come in early and sit down. You all just focus because you're looking at what everybody else should be doing, and at the same time, you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. You need to lean in to whoever's talking and block them out. When you was getting high, they wasn't distracting you from taking a hit. All that was going around, you was like focused. Okay, miss one hit. I said, damn, love-hate relationship, my sponsor. But she taught me, and she kept it real, real simple, and that's how it worked. And so from the inside, look, because we got to go in. I was stripped from, the nails came off, the weave came off, the makeup came off, the clothes got longer. I started wrapping up, because that was all the stuff that I depended on to attract somebody. I remember this man told me, I didn't know that was you, Nina, until you walked by me because he's looking at my butt. I said, thank you for sharing. Yeah. So I had to take all that in, because the more I work the steps, the more I become the person that even I would hang out with. I enjoy hanging out with me. And because of that, and the work that I've done in the process of the lime green cat suit, so when I see people, I'd be like, I understand. Just keep coming. And if you got to fidget with your phone, and look, people be having all kind of disorders in here. Maybe that's the best they can do to even be in a meeting. They got to keep busy. I got to lead these people know. What I need to do is be a power of example of that. I figured out whatever I think you should be, I need to try to be it. Because it's about attraction, not promotion. I need to walk the walk because that thing is cute. Man, they say, man, she can go to the other. Yeah, because I like to control some stuff. Right? My sponsor said, if you like control so much, why don't you control yourself? Serious? I said, okay. What can I control? My perspective. Right? My mind is like, we all came on a short bus to the special room. How much expectation am I going to have? I already know, as passionate as I am about trying to do better, and I really want to, because I'm thankful to God. Gratitude is an action word. Yes. Thankful to God to save all of that stuff and the stuff in here, right? And I'm going to what? Have some, like, I don't know your process. Right. And it's none of my business. All I need to know is God graced us to be here. I believe we're chosen. Everybody don't get to do this. Even though they know all about it, just keep passing the rooms, right? Chosen, that I need to respect that he allowed you to come here because he saw something in you that you don't have to die out there. You can be in here and give some hope to somebody. If I can't help you, I need to leave you alone. And I mean that sincerely, and this is what I practice, because I want to, we can draw the newcomers to to us or away from us. And I want to be an attraction that they go, oh my God, I want to be in place like that. Yeah. I may, even when I don't feel like it, because when I'm at work, I do stuff I don't feel like it because I want to get paid. You understand? I put on this face and stuff and I'm going to be that model person. Yeah. When I'm in court, I'm a model person. Yes, sir, I'll sit down. I'm not going to be on my phone. Yes, sir, please don't send me to jail. I'll be that model person. I'll fake it till you make it. And all of a sudden, guess what? I'm that person that now when I come, they're happy to see me, and when I leave, they're sad I'm leaving. I always wanted that kind of respect, and I have control of that. You know, so this program is awesome. Let me tell you, in case you were confused, if drugs is the problem, it cannot be the solution. Don't use, no matter what. Today, like, I just celebrated 26 years of recovery, right? God's grace and mercy, and I ain't changed a thing. I still have a sponsor who I don't have to catch up with the chain of events. She knows exactly what's going on with me. I'll ask her, I'm getting ready to say this to my husband, what do you think? She'd be like, don't say nothing. Right? I work the steps over and over again. I sponsor people. I have a home group. If you're ever in Tampa, Florida, at 6:30 on a Thursday, it is a step series, literature study, rotation meeting. Please come see us. I have room in my house. You want to hang out? I got a backyard. You can put up some tents. I'm just come. Okay? Come see me. I love my home group. I love being in service. I never go to a meeting, never, without putting some money in the basket, without doing some kind of service work. If it's nothing but not just putting up my chair, but somebody else is getting a cup or something, I have to keep putting it in to get it out, you know? And that's all I got. Thank you so much.